The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back after a long hiatus, and in case you've forgotten who we are, you know, and you don't listen to The Rock, which, why not? Because, you know, it's awesome. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my producer, Sir Rockin.
Yes, we are here, and why exactly are we here, Lindsay?
Really? I mean, really? You don't know?
This was the cue to tell the people I know, but tell the people why we're here.
Well, the reason why we're here, in case you didn't, again, listen to The Rock, which, again, why didn't you? We talked to the lovely Natty, and she told us all about the upcoming season of Total Divas, which just happens to debut on Sunday.
Yes, yes, it does. And from everything we've seen and what we're going to get into here in a few minutes, it's going to be explosive.
That's right, folks. Natty clued us in on a few of the secrets that are coming on Total Divas, but more than that, the people over at E! Were kind enough to send us a few teaser clips from the show. We have about five for you, so we're going to play them for you here and break them down based on what we've seen and heard about the upcoming season of Total Divas, and it looks like it might be even more explosive than the first one.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of drama. There's a new cast member in Summer Rae. I like the fact that they've added a new cast member. I know we did the whole campaign, Where's JoJo? Where's JoJo? She's down in NXT training, from what I know. So they took her off the show, and they added Summer Rae, who just came up to the main roster last year.
Yeah, I'm very curious, actually, to see Summer Rae and kind of learn more about her. And I think that, because I think Summer Rae is still in NXT, I don't think she's been called fully up yet. Or she might have been at this point, but I'm not sure where she was when they were taping. Mm-hmm. So that would be cool to kind of see what she goes through on a day-in to day-out basis. And I'll miss JoJo, but I'm pretty sure she'll still be around and on the show from time to time. I'm sure she'll pop up, because I think she's close to Trinity.
Possibly.
So we may see JoJo pop up. And if we don't see JoJo pop up, well, you know what? I have a funny feeling JoJo's going to be on our TV soon enough.
I would say in 2014, we will see JoJo again.
So, yes. Yeah. So, you know, let's not mince words. Let's just cut right to the first clip.
Welcome, everybody, to Monday Night Raw! And now Nikki and Bray in the ring.
The Divas division is pretty much blown up. From big matches on Raw and SmackDown to competing in every single pay-per-view. And I feel like I'm hitting a totally different stride in my career. I'm actually scared for the people that I have to get in there with. Because if they don't bring their A-game, I'm going to eat them up.
And Natalya rolling off, shoulders down, legs hooked. Natalya's pinned the Divas champion. The Bellas and Natalya victorious here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
So as we heard in the first clip, they're focusing a lot more on the ring action this year, this time around. And as those clips were, they were from the fall of 2013, and as we've seen on WWE TV, they were heavily featured for a while, and especially in the in-ring aspect.
They were. They completely were, and I'm liking that they're showing more of their work in the ring as opposed to on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I like seeing their lives on the outside. I like that they've allowed us to see that. But I'd also like to see kind of more stuff happening at the shows and in the ring and showing what they can really do and what they're really capable of. Because, you know, a lot of people, they have a wrong image of the Divas. You know, particularly of girls like, you know, Eva Marie and Summer Rae and the Bella Twins and those kinds of girls where, you know, they just think they're a pretty face. And it would be nice that, you know, to kind of give the audience a chance to see that they can kick a little butt, too.
This is very true. And one of the main storylines in this season of Total Divas is the gear up to WrestleMania and the competitiveness that heads into the biggest show of the year. As remember, if you remember at the start of the first season, it ended with the disappointment for the girls not being on WrestleMania.
Yes.
So we'll see where
they're on that same journey.
Yeah, now they are exactly on that same journey. We'll see where that actually heads coming up.
Yes, but speaking coming up, if I could talk, we have clip number two.
Yeah, we mentioned Summer Rae, and well, we get to a little know more about Miss Summer Rae.
Hi, my name is Summer Rae. This year, I got the call up from developmental to be on the main roster.
How impressed are you guys with Summer Rae? This is incredible.
I'm paired with the one, the only Fandango.
Fandango with a new outfit. You sound like Beauty and the Beast.
Being a WWE diva officially is amazing. I'm no longer a newbie. I get to perform more TV time. I can't believe it.
Fellas, look out. Here they come for you. There you go.
I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's good to work, everybody, okay?
Bye, guys.
The girls are like vultures, man.
Really?
Oh, I can only imagine what they're saying.
I didn't know why I was going in there, and I instantly felt tension. I've done nothing wrong to them. I've been beyond respectful in the locker room. And now, why was Natty sassing me?
Natty has a problem with everybody.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, I know there's going to be drama, but if they want us to ride together, I'll have your back.
And I got yours.
Good.
Especially if you're my new tag team partner.
Got
absolutely.
It. Good.
All right, let's start the chaos.
Oh, Eva.
All right, go ahead.
Well, it looks like there's some of the drama right there.
And as Natty told us, her and Summer have some issues. And, well, she wants to put Summer in a sharpshooter any chance she can get to do it.
Yeah, so, well, there's the start of the tension right there. And look who's at the center of it.
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie. So, could she be back to her trouble-causing ways? I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess we will. But yeah, it's cool to see Summer on the show, as mentioned a few minutes ago. And she's paired up with Fandango, and well, we saw how big part he was in season one. So I can imagine he'll be a part of season two as well. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, so more Fandango, which I'm sure most people would be very happy with that.
Probably.
Although, she didn't say the name right. It's Fandango.
Hey, you actually said it right for once. How about that? You've been practicing.
I've been totally practicing. You know, you told me we were going to do this, and I just, you know, sat down for 8 hours a day all last week and practiced his name over and over and over again.
See? She's dedicated to her craft, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm totally dedicated to my craft. Absolutely. But, you know, let's get back to, well, we talked about the resident troublemaker, Eva Marie, on the show. And, you know, something tells me, based on what Natty said and based on this next clip, that, well, she hasn't reformed her ways much.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, what's cooking?
Nothing. I just got in today.
Oh, my God. You know that you're busy? You know, once in a while I need to hear your voice.
Mom, I talk to you every day. It's just through text messages because...
Talking and texting is two different things. I can't hear what you're feeling. I was thinking that maybe you'd be come and visit.
When?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we could plan something and I'd love to come out and see your place and check it out and have some quality time.
Totally, me too. You and Dad figure it out and then let me know when you guys are coming out.
We'll see.
Okay, well just make sure you give me a little bit of notice.
All right, baby. I can't wait to see you.
All right, I love you.
All right, love you too, baby.
Okay, bye.
What the f***?
By the sound of it, it looks like she wants to come, like, next week.
So this is why the situation of not telling them. Remember I said it's going to come back and bite you in the ass? How are you going to explain me being there? Just say I'm visiting?
I need to put you up in a hotel.
You're going to need me to go stay in a hotel? You're going to have your parents come out. Your husband is going to leave the house, which has tons of my stuff, my clothes. What are we going to do with that? We're just going to hide them in a closet someplace?
Do you have a better idea?
Tell your parents the truth that you're married and that you live with your husband.
But, like, we can't...
If I were you, I'd be very, very nervous right now.
Thank you.
Like, this is only going to get worse. You can run from it, but at some point you're going to have to face it. And the longer you take to face it, the worse it's going to get. I love you. I have your back. I'm here for you no matter what. But that's just my advice to you.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, Eva, you're a fool.
I will say this. At least she married a guy with a head on his shoulders.
Yeah, compared to the last time we've heard from him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, go him for, you know, basically telling her, tell your parents the truth. Like, all I can hear, this is a corny reference, but all I can picture is Aladdin, where Genie keeps trying to get Aladdin to tell Jasmine the truth.
Right.
Like, that's all I think of here.
That's a nice reference for you. That's a nice reference right there. That works.
But, yeah, so that's going to lead to some problems, and oh my goodness, the blow up when that happens will be nothing short of spectacular.
Oh, I can't wait. But her panic voice, God, she needs to show some emotion somewhere. Maybe that's just her personality where she doesn't really show full emotion, but God. there need to be a little bit more panic in the voice.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know what, if I basically married a man that my parents told me not to, and then they said, oh yeah, and basically I was lying to them about the entire relationship, and that they wanted to come out and visit, and suddenly I had to do something with my husband, yeah, I would be kind of freaking out.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know which is the scarier prospect, you know, telling them the truth or having them find out that you've been lying to them.
We remember her family from the last few episodes.
Oh, yes, we do. And they put their foot down with her and they told her no, they did not bless the wedding. And if we remember, one of the last things her mother said to her that we heard was, if you get divorced, you are not welcome back in this house.
Yep.
So now Eva has gone against her parents' wishes. She has married... His name is Jonathan, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
She's married Jonathan. And she's kept it secret from her family.
They eloped and got married. Eloped for the marriage.
Well, if we remember properly...
That's where they were headed at one point.
They were headed at one point, but then they decided to delay.
Mm.
They decided not to... She decided she didn't want to go through with it right away. But they have since obviously...
They have since obviously gotten that far and probably will see it in the first episode.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just like we will see more of the Natty Summer issue in the first episode.
Yes, we will. And let's go to our next clip, shall we?
We shall.
Summer Rae went from being a valet to all of a sudden a diva overnight. Summer is good. When she tones it down a notch and she gets humble, we have better matches when there is one chief and one Indian. But when there are two chiefs, it turns into a pissing contest. And at the end of the day, I know that my piss is stronger than yours.
Got it in the middle of the ring. There you go. The Hart family sharpshooter, Summer Rae taps.
My piss is stronger than yours.
Oh, Natty. I love you so much, but oh, Natty. No.
There are no words for that.
Yeah, I really, really don't have a response for that. I just really don't.
We'll find out more of the context during episode one. But the cliffhanger on episode one dealt, or not episode one, rather, the end of season one, dealt with the Bella Twins, mainly Nikki, and her relationship with John Cena.
That's right. Now we're getting to the juicy stuff, ladies and gentlemen, with the sort of where are John and Nikki as of now. As we saw, they were headed for troubled waters at the end of season one, with John laying down the ultimatum to Nikki. He did not want to get married again, and he did not want to have children ever. And this, of course, culminates from the fact that her sister has gotten engaged to Daniel Bryan. They are headed to the altar ASAP, and Nikki is feeling a little, well, unsure of her relationship with John. And so last we saw, they were standing in the kitchen, and they weren't exactly sure where they were going to go from here. And now, in this next clip, maybe we get an idea of where they're headed.
Not that it's been bad, but I guess because of all your wedding talk is what made me voice my thoughts to John that didn't turn out how I would like. I mean, nothing's worse than hearing the man you love be like, I will never get married again. I will not have kids. That stuff is tough. And see, that sucks. It does. I know I vent to you a lot about John and I, and it's like I have a struggle inside that I'm going through, which is not your fault. Like, I can't blame you. Yeah. I'm not blaming you, but it's so hard for me right now.
This is definitely the saddest I've ever seen my sister in a relationship, and it breaks my heart because all I want for my sister is happiness. Like, I have never felt more confused in my life. Do I leave the man I love, or do I stay with him and just sacrifice kids and marriage? Like, I have no idea what to do.
Well, and I want to make sure that you really think hard, because it's a big thing.
No, I agree. It just sucks. Like, to know, like, that I would walk away from this guy because of marriage and kids, it just, life just doesn't seem right.
You don't think you'll wake up one morning with regret?
I don't even know. I don't know. I just, I'm a mess.
You're not a mess.
I am.
Well, there you go.
So it looks like they're pretty much where we've left them. We can kind of give you a little bit of a sneak peek in the fact that John and Nikki have been on a break. She's talked about it in other places where, you know, to see if they would miss each other, to see if they could, whether they could really handle being apart or not, if that's what they wanted, or if, you know, it was better for them to go their separate ways. Because as we talked about the season finale, when it happened that Nikki sacrificing marriage is not as big of a sacrifice as never having children.
Yeah, children is the biggest sacrifice. And for her to really give that up for John, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big step, especially considering the fact that he's not really giving up anything for her. At least from the way it's being presented on television, he's not making that same sacrifice for her.
Right.
And, you know, as it was pointed out, she's giving a lot in this relationship, and he's taking, but he's not really returning the favor, as it were. So, I guess we will have to see, because I know they're not back together in the first episode, but I think that builds up to where they eventually have that meeting of the minds where they come back together and make the decision on the relationship.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting season 2, and it starts this Sunday on E at 9 p.m. Eastern, and on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Pacific as well.
And, well, if you just need our perspective on it, there's the Rack Extra. You can listen to that in the archives at wildtalkradio.com. And, of course, please go listen to our interview with Natty in the archives now at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. We're going to get out of here. So, until next week, later, guys.